Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
I stopped nursing, so I feel like I got back to me and I got my body back to where I feel confident and like it's my own and that I won't be dribbling milk all over the place. I dipped back into dating. It's been pretty cool. I set up my profile on one of the dating platforms and I dipped my toe in, swiping right on quite a few suitors. Let me take a step back, right? So I had a dating profile set up prior to having my second daughter. And so then I realized after having my first, I had only taken mommy and me selfies. So The photos I had out there were older, still look like me, but I do realize that my body has changed. There's no longer a six pack. There's a bit of pudge. So I'm like, I'm out here catfishing dudes. But you know what? If I had kept my selfie and just cropped out the child's head and kept the arm, I would be like the dudes that are out there. All right. So first thing I did was get some updated photos. So I'm not catfishing dudes. And then what I put on my profile is pretty much just, actually, let me pull it up while I have. I kept it pretty simple. Yeah, I just kept it pretty simple. I enjoy people. I'm curious about people. Just want to laugh and have a good time. So this is one thing that has gotten me a lot of questions. In the what are you looking for section, I put I'm looking for a casual. And I'm like, I'm looking to casually date because I might have an hour here, 2 hours there. And I got questioned on that a few times, but we'll get into that later. Regardless of what you put on your profile, guys appear to be attracted to what they see physically. And I will have people that are like, yeah, I'm looking to settle down, have kids, want more. And I'm like, my profile clearly says, have kids, don't want any, looking for something casual. And then it's just, oh yeah, looking for long walks on the beach, hand holding with my partner. And I'm like, dude, we do not want the same things. So I kept it casual and I explained to the people who asked me about it, it's just that it is pretty much casual anyway. People are fronting like, oh, I'm looking for marriage. You're not looking for marriage on day one. You're going to go through a few women, a few profiles, a few dates. So it really is casual. And you're going to pick up the phone when you want to. You're going to respond or send text when you want to. So it pretty much is casual at the very beginning. So let's keep it real and let's call it, let's call an ace and let's do this. Let's keep it casual. And if we find that the stars align and we both want to be in each other's company mutually, then let's do this. But at the outset, and for you to think that it's casual sex, that is really inappropriate. Read the room. Because I still control the trap. You're going to get entry. It's still up to me, regardless. I'm genuinely curious about people. So I will ask questions. And it is my time away from my kids. I want to be entertained and entertaining. So I'm going to just have conversations. And it's with a fully actualized adult conversation over dessert or coffee, because that's what I do. I don't want to sit down and have a whole dinner. My attention span has shortened since I've had kids. And to be honest, I watch maybe 3 channels of TV and I just want to laugh. Dating an SMC versus dating a person who is co-parenting.
Yeah.
So we have our kids all day, every day. And that is hard, but it becomes easy because we know that at the end of the day, my wallet is the thing that is determining whether or not I can date you tonight versus someone with a co-parent who has every other week off if your co-parent is also a responsible parent and respectful of your time, right? Your hard situation. Number two, I think, what are you looking for? I am legit looking to keep it casual. And some of the guys who you're dating, who you say might be using their kids, could also be saying one thing. I want a relationship because they want a good woman. But really their actions and behavior is saying, I want it casual because when I don't have my kids, I want to go buck wild with a person who I find attractive and intellectually stimulating, who can do all of these clubs and lounges and all of this with me. And that's superficial surface level that I want to get to. But I think as you become an adult, you have to learn to read the room. And if a situation is not working for the behavior that you're presenting as a guy or as a woman or as a non-binary, you have to step away from the situation. You have to be mature enough to say, you know what? I am not what this person is looking for. So I'm going to step away, which is what I ended up having to do with the situation that I was in. I got super busy with stuff and it's just, I am not here for what this person is looking for. And so I'm going to fall back. Have adult conversation. I want to get out of my head. And if you can't do that for me at the outset, I don't really have the patience and time away from my kids to watch you be that stew and the juices going. You need to get those juices going now. Good morning, Tex. You want me to take time out at 6 o'clock in the morning to respond to a random good morning that you might send to everybody that you're dating. And it's just like, no, I would rather you wait until 8 o'clock and say, hey, traffic is bad and looks like it's going to rain. You know, save the good morning. Just assume my morning is good. Okay, rapid fire. Let's get through. What do you put on your profile? And then we'll talk about the things look for on other people's profiles. And let's get this going. Rapid fire. As a child, I was really into books, outdoors, and adventures. My actual profile is fully vaccinated, loving life and all the wonderful things it has to offer, family, friends, unique experiences, and interesting adventures. And then the things that I'm interested in, see, I drink socially, never smoke, looking for something casual, have kids, don't want any. And I do have some political things in there because I don't want random dudes. Yeah. And so, yeah, I got my astrological sign on there. Does height matter? My views on height have changed. What I look for in terms of my days of wearing heels are really gone. I've got a two-year-old. I'm not trying to chase a two-year-old in heels. Mm-hmm. And then if I need to put on heels, I'm probably in a relationship with you. And I'm going to place grown up, real grown up that I need to wear heels with. And given that, if I'm with you that long, then height doesn't matter. So I've decided that I normally would look for gentlemen who are 5'10 or taller, and some 5'8s and 5'9s have slipped in, but I am now, I'm 5'7. You could be 5'8. You could be 5'9. You could be, so height, it doesn't really matter. You just have to be taller than me technically. And I've dated 5'8, you know, and that was fine. And let's see, I can't date a skinny man. My ex was skinny and I was just, I'm so completely turned off by skinny. I want a man with a little bit of meat who looks like they know what the gym is. I would say for me, having just moved, like it's important for me to have someone who's been active and who is physically active. I might be chasing my kids around. I might be like running here, running there. And I legit need someone who can keep up. And so for me, not necessarily a gym, but have you hiked? Can you help me lift heavy boxes? And I'll have one end, you have the other. So I took the five love language quiz back in 2012. So I took it again because we change over time. So I took it again recently. And so I am 29% service, 26% words of affirmation, 23% quality time, 13% physical touch, and 10% receiving gifts. I'm a minimalist. And the things that I have, I don't like having two of things. I will wear a watch until it dies and the straps disintegrate. I'm not that person. I've moved a number of different places and I purged each time. I am just not a gift person. Give me flowers. They die eventually and I can throw them away and they don't take up space. So I show up and that's my acts of service and kind of quality time. And I talk a lot. So all three of those are like, really, they really speak to who I am. Things, I am reliable. I show up And that's the best thing that I can do for my friends. I might not always have the words. I might not be able to afford the gift, but I will show up and I will sit with you and I will talk with you and I will prioritize you. And for me, acts of service is my love language. And so I had a suitor who had been trying to date me for quite a long time during the pandemic. And now that I'm vaccinated, I was like, yeah, but I legit just brought a house. And so I am going to be so caught up in trying to prepare for the house, and I'm going to have friends and family offering to help watch the kids. So I will have some time while I am doing house prep work to possibly have some quality time with you. And the suitor was like, oh, it just sounds like you want someone to come paint. And I was like, cool, if that's the way you see it. So I'm going to get off the phone right now so that I can go paint. It could have been so many things, but it wasn't, right? And so I was just left feeling, wow, you're real petty. I'm going to go over here and continue adulting. I will tell you that I did have a conversation with one guy who was pretty gruff or rude with me. He just said, I'm a bit rough around the edges. That's just how I am. And it's just, but that's just not going to work for me. And I just really need men to do better, because it can't be that this is just how I am, because male-female relationships don't have to be always insulting or degrading. Yeah. I don't know anybody who would get up in the morning and say, yes, I want to see this person who calls me things.
I saw a meme on Facebook that said something like, this is the first generation where men have to come with substance, and they have to be likable. And some people just are not likable, and they don't know how to function outside of the numbers are in my favor, come get me. Now it's just like, yeah, I'm going to sit this one out for a decade because I'm not going to come get you. And for me, it's like when I am in my element and I am really feeling myself and feeling great, it doesn't matter who's around, you glow, right? And it's just like, I want someone who's going to make me glow up. And I just want somebody who is just going to get out of their heads and let's go and have some fun. Let's go and do this. And I can tell you the reason why I'm like, I'll keep it casual is because I haven't really had a hard time dating when I want to date. It's always, there's always going to be somebody who wants to be there to help you have that good time. And so, yeah, so I'm going to chill and I'm going to relax, and then I'm going to rebuild my roster once I get settled in this house. I've got some cute outfits that I've been waiting to be done nursing. So I am ready. Let's go out there and let's do this. And so for me, my end goal is that I want to live the most out of this life, and I want to have the most fun. And when I don't have my kids around, I'm letting the hair down and I'm going to put on those clothes in the back of my closet, and I'm going to surround myself with good people and good energy. And the thing is that when you do that and you're having fun and you're glowing from the inside out, that attracts so much. It attracts men. It attracts women. It attracts free drinks. It attracts attention. It attracts Maybox. It attracts, I can't tell you the number of times I've been out with my girls just doing our thing, and we will just, things will descend upon us. We have had amazing adventures. I had a holiday party at my house, and he came with another friend, and we've just been in each other's orbit since then. And he's one of the people that I'm like, look, I need some balance in my life. Like, hey, can we get together? Can we hang out? Because I need to get back to me. And he's that one person that I can go to and just be casual and free and just real open with my emotions, my feelings, my conversation. I want to pause and go back to a couple of things. All right, love languages. Guys, every guy's love language is not physical touch. I'm going to need you to take the quiz. And if it is physical touch, tell me your second love language. All right, number two. No pictures by the urinals, fresh pictures, have a friend take a picture. Please do not crop out your ex where we still see hair and arms and limbs. Okay, and then recognize your partner's love language. Let's see. If somebody bought a new house, please do not say, I don't fix things and I get irritated when my family members ask me to fix things. That's a red flag. Don't lie about your height. There are women out there who will love you, whether you're 5'7", 5'8". I've seen some pretty damn hot looking 5'7",
So on dating Black men, I date Black men. I also have dated non-Black men, and I will date anybody who will make me laugh and who looks like they are active and can keep up with me. I have a wicked sense of humor, and I am just loving life. So I am open to whatever the universe has out there for me. Misogynoir is something that is real out there across all races. Mm-hmm. I think that the universe is just not always rooting for Black women, but Black women are rooting for each other and themselves. And so it's a numbers game, but women don't have to settle. I refuse to settle. I treat myself with love and respect. I treat my girls with love and respect. I treat my friends with love and respect. And I am perfectly willing to say that's a sexy ass man, but he is not for me because he is not coming for me. And I'm cool with that. Like, love who you love, but there's a disproportionate number of people who are out there dating people who they are not really in love with, but they are in love with the, what do you call it? I think for me, what I look at is a person's whole resume, right? Not just their dating resume, but who do you stand up for? Who do you stand with? Who do you stand beside? And a lot of people are not necessarily walking that walk. Look, I'm a diehard loyalist for my race and for people in general, for marginalized groups in general. But that doesn't mean that I don't see who shows up for people who look like me, for people who embody the same gender identity that I embody, people who support other marginalized individuals. And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, that's at the core of who I am. And if you're not showing up, I'm sorry, that is what I live and breathe. And I'm always going to be out there fighting the good fight to the extent that I can. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing that and you're not aligned with that, I'm not going to hate you. But I know that we can't walk this walk together. I'll see you on the by and by. I'll wave at you from a distance. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to protecting women and getting out there and supporting Black women, that's important. And I think some people take for granted the fact that Black women birth both general babies. And I'm going to march for Black women. I'm going to march for transgender women. I'm going to march for Black men. But I'm also looking at who shows up for me. And in these last days of my life, I'm going to start showing up for those who show up for me. And because Black men's lives matter. Every white person who sees you as a Black person is going to be like, I got a Black friend. They're not going to say I got a Black friend. They're going to be like, ooh, I have a friend. In the age of online dating, is that really an excuse? I'm going to let that one just be a dot. So this came up in our space and we got some pretty good advice on how to navigate dating. And so I tried some of that advice when I went back out there and was dating. And so first, I don't do evening dates where I have to get a sitter. So I do a lot of afternoon dates because I do have a lunch hour. So I'll do dessert, I'll do coffee, I'll do lunch. So I don't have to get a sitter until I'm ready to invest in a relationship or a situationship or something. And so for me, that's how I keep it cheap, keep it breezy. I look midday cute, but I legit have some place to go. So let's get on with the show. And then I have it out. I get cute. We eat. We talk, and then I go. And so then we continue. And so for me, at that stage in the game, early stage, that's what I do. Let's move into the second phase, right? Okay, so one of the things that also came up. So how do you broach the topic of what your needs are as an SMC? What makes your needs unique in a dating situation? And so I got some pretty good advice where it was just like, so what I my takeaway was that I need to look at the people that I'm dating, prospective dates, the way that I would look at my family and introduce an SMC topic, that I can't expect them to know what an SMC is. I have to explain to them. I can't expect them to know what my unique needs are. I have to tell them. And so I tried that with a few people and it's worked out pretty well, kind of setting the expectations ahead of time. Look, my time is limited. Here's the situation. Every time I go out with you, there's a financial overhead. And so the dates that I'm going to spring on and plan are typically going to be budget dates because it's a super expensive date for me when I look at the whole entire package. And then let them make adjustments according. I don't care if you take me on cheap budget dates as well. because I have my own. And right now, my love languages are acts of service and quality time, words. So we need to talk. We need to text, we need to go out. Any combination of the three doesn't have to be super expensive, but we're adults, so let's do adult things. You got to be surgical with it. You got to be really good at vetting the questions. And people use the veil of the internet to ghost you. They use the veil of the internet to be internet bullies. Use the veil of the internet to ask the questions that you want answers to and to walk away from conversations that are not up to your standard. So if somebody says something dumb, you don't have to respond. Like somebody was like, I was like, what's your love language? And if it's touch, tell me your second language. And it was just like something else. And then we had one exchange and then he was like, do you like to cuddle at night? Intimacy is not just sex. When I think of intimacy, I think of two people under the covers, fully dressed, whispering. And it's just like, no one's there, but the two of you, you don't have to whisper, but you do because.
She's snoring in my bed.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm okay going to your place and I will drive myself home at the end of it, just so that I can sleep alone. Physical touch, if physical touch is your love language, is not going to work for me because I get touched out all day, every day with four little hands and I'm over it. Don't grope me. Don't do it. Don't do it. So anybody who's, my physical touch is love language. No. So I'm going to lead with this. And if it's too much for me, it's just so much of a turnoff. Like I am an affectionate person when I'm in a relationship, but not that way. Anyway, and I think friends, be comfortable asking for what you want and be comfortable walking away from situations that don't value you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what other people are going to say, what other people are going to think. Walk away. You won't regret it. And I will tell you, in 2012, I was in a relationship that looked like it was going to lead to marriage, and it just did not. But at that point in my life, I had already known that SMC was a potential path. And so that breakup was not as devastating as it could have been if I thought that was my last chance to have a child. I knew that I was going to dust myself off. I was going to process that breakup. And then in 2013, I was going to try. And then by 2014, I had my daughter. Mm-hmm. So keep your options open. Date, lean fully into that, but know that there's another option. And if that dating doesn't work out, you can still have your kid and keep on moving. The dating game is not going to change. I stepped out to have my first daughter and I looked back in after she was like one and I was like,
no.
It was still the same. It had not even changed. And then I was like, I'm going to take a time out and have my second. And then when I had my second, I took a look out. The dating game still has not changed. It is the same game. So go take your time out, live your life, come back to it. It'll still be here.
Well, Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.